You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. James Edwards here. And we're coming to you live, as always, don't you know, from Memphis, Tennessee, this Saturday evening, September the 26th. It's great to be with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's always an honor. And I'll tell you the truth. You know, last week, great show with Peter Brimelow. Keith Alexander and I held down the second and third hours, respectively. Eddie's been out for a couple of weeks. Eddie will be in tonight while Keith is on the road. So we're playing musical chairs with the co-host. It'll be good to get back to full strength, but sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles. But nevertheless, I did something that I rarely do, not because I wouldn't want to, but because when you actually host the show, you don't really have cause to go back and listen to it again. I mean, you're here. You know what you're saying. It's front row seats. I have front row seats every Saturday night to the political cesspool, I guess you could say. But for whatever reason, I was doing some work in the home office this week, a few days ago, and I listened to the entire program last week. We had Peter Brimelow on, great guest, and then Keith and I for the second and third hours, and I listened to it, and I thought to myself, you know, this really is great radio, you know, truly. And I hate to say that about myself to some extent, but, you know, just objectively, and I tried to be as unbiased as possible, which, of course, it is impossible when you're grading your own work. But I listened to it, and I was thinking to myself, and I even called Keith, and I talked to Keith about it. I said, Keith, you know what? We really do have something special here. If it wasn't our show, I would listen to the political cesspool. I would support the political cesspool. I would want to be a part of it somehow, whether it be a regular listener, a donor, whatever. If there was another show like this out there and I had never gotten into radio, I would do everything I could to support it. And I mean that. And, you know, sometimes when you just take a step back, when you just walk away for a second and look down on it all from the outside in, it's really unique what we've been able to do. And I know that I'm not the only person out there who feels that way. Ladies and gentlemen, as our third quarter fundraising drive winds to a close next Thursday, we're going to cut it off. So if you haven't yet contributed, we ask you to do so, like so many people across the country and around the world. I only read out the cities of some of our donors, a representative sampling of our donors when we're doing these quarterly fundraising drives. I don't do this every week, but it's just amazing to me where all of you good people are from. And I've done this the last couple of weeks during the month of September, but to do it again tonight, and if you want to go back and listen, the last couple of weeks I've dedicated maybe a half a segment to just reading out just here and there roll call of some of these cities from which we've been receiving support. I got to do it again. Just within the last couple of days, I'm just picking and choosing here, so don't be offended if I don't call out your city, but Santa Barbara, California, Columbus, Ohio, Centerville, Alabama, Oceanside, California, Dolores, Colorado, Beecher, Illinois, a great contribution from up there in Illinois we received, Prentice, Mississippi, and they're all special. They all mean so much, and they all truly do help. I don't care if it's $5 or $500. It goes a long way, and we make sure every cent is judiciously allocated. Silver Springs, Maryland, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, Riverview, Florida, Blanco, Texas, Natural Dam, Arkansas, Lawrenceville, Georgia. And Lawrenceville, I want to give a special shout-out to the gentleman in Lawrenceville who sent in a contribution. He missed me at the American Renaissance Conference earlier this spring. I didn't go, and he was hoping to see me there. And he wrote me just the nicest letter on stationery that they had there at the Montgomery Bell State Park. And I hope that I wrote him back. I certainly intended to. And then when I received his contribution and his very unique handwriting, I thought, well, maybe I'd forgot. You know, it, you know, sometimes you forget. You don't mean to, and you always want to take the time. I am so far behind on emails, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to get this way because I feel obligated to respond to as many as possible. I've got over 1,000 in my inbox from the last month, month and a half that all deserve responses. I've read them all, believe me, and I've taken them all to heart. Questions, comments, compliments, criticisms. We read them all and we process them all. And I try to write back as much as I can, but I really wanted to write this guy back from Lawrenceville. So, sir, if I didn't, know that I intended to, and I am going to send you something very special. What does this say? You know, reading my own handwriting, now that is a chore. Is that Parksville, British Columbia, Boundary Creek, New Brunswick? Across the country, around the world, ladies and gentlemen, you are everywhere. The political cesspool is everywhere. I mean, truly. And I got to also tell you this. You know, we're all family here. And I mean that, too. You know, we say that all the time. But that comes from the heart. That's just not a put-on. That's not something we say to make you feel more closely bonded to us. We say that because that is something that flows outward from our souls to our audience. We are one, and without you, we wouldn't be here. And thankfully, as a result of your support, we're able to do great things and reach a lot of people that need this message. And you make the message deliverable. You know, without you, we wouldn't be able. You know, and just a couple of days ago, and I sent this out to the email list. I don't think I posted anything to the website yet, but we received an invitation to travel to New York to appear on a primetime television show. I believe it was on NBC. We're still working out the details with regards to scheduling, and I'll keep you posted on that. But they want to talk about the state of race relations from the white point of view. Now, undoubtedly, I'm being cast as the villain, as always, in this project. But, you know, we'll go in there and take it head on, and we'll speak to them without apology. And we'll tell the truth in love. You know, so, but just to receive that invitation, folks, that invitation wouldn't exist, and we wouldn't be having these opportunities if it wasn't for you. But there are only a couple of days left in the fundraising drive, so we would encourage you, whatever you can do to help, it all helps. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. We're going to get down to business. This is the only moment that I'm going to be using for banter and announcements tonight, and we're going to have hard-hitting radio for the next 2 hours and, 50 minutes. Join a winning team. Be part of something so meaningful when you are a team player with those of us here at TPC. ThePoliticalCesspool.org, of course, as you know, $100 or more, you're going to get a Confederate flag that once belonged to Bill Rowland. He had boxes of these in his attic at the time of his passing. We were able to acquire those about a month ago. So you're going to get a Confederate flag. You know, I'm still reading these horrible news stories where these cowards are just rolling over and letting some of these monuments be taken down. And so this is our way of fighting back. It's your way of fighting back. You support the show, and we're able to make a statement when this symbol of heroic resistance to tyranny defiantly ripples in the wind. Or you can display it in your home. Or you can just have it. But we want you to have it. And we want to send it to you. All right, so with that being said, we're going to take a call from Alaska when we come back right after this break, and much, much more this evening. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is en route to the studio right now. He's going to be on with us later on in the show tonight. Keith Alexander out of town tonight, so we're going to have to do without Alexander the Great for 1 week, but he'll be back next week. It hates he couldn't be here. But don't worry, we got a great show coming your way, and it starts in earnest right after this.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. One more thing. You know, I should say, talking about family, we had some news in my family that came up just a couple of days ago. My aunt was diagnosed with lung cancer. I was beginning to tell you in the last segment, and you know, she lived down the road from us, you know, my entire life, and she had two sons. My parents had two sons, and so we were really more like brothers. And we had also gone out of business, gone out of town this week to tend to family business, and had just returned home about an hour before the show tonight. And so we're coming in here on two wheels. But we think we've got another barn burner for you. But it's been an unusual week, to say the least. But let's go to Chris in Alaska. Chris, thank you for holding.
James, good afternoon. I just wanted to I realized something today, and that is that despite listening to news basically all day at work, I didn't listen to a single conventional news program because there's so many wonderful options out there, including the political cesspool. And I was
listening to the
show 2 weeks ago with you and Sam, and talking about the fundraiser. And I realized something, and that is that if you have cable, you're paying $50, $60, $70, $80 a month to people that hate you. They hate me. They hate your family. They hate my family. They hate the South. They hate God. They hate they hate America. They want to see all of us destroyed, and they don't really care how. But if you took half of that, say you're paying $80 a month for cable, you took half of that, you took your wife out to dinner with $40, and spent that other $40 with Radix Journal with our friend Richard Spencer, and gave Richard $10, and gave Peter Brimelow $10 at VDare.com, and gave Sam Bushman $10, and gave Political Cesspool $10, you'd be spending less money and getting more bang for your buck. And so I've decided that's what I'm going to be doing. I'll be making some contributions next week. But I just want to encourage people out there to make those contributions. Cut your cable, and you're going to doubly harm the people that want to destroy you. And you can put more money in your pocket and put put a political cesspool gets a whole lot more at $5-$10 than MSNBC does. And you're not subsidizing MSNBC, and you are subsidizing the cesspool. And that the most important thing we can do right now is to build up our own alternatives, whether that's media or music or what have you, and stop trying to take the other institution back. So.
Chris, in addition to being one of our most articulate callers, you know, to have you call in and say something like that means a lot. And we actually have people that do that. You know, I've received emails from people in the past who have donated their cable bill, you know, each month after having canceled cable for the reasons that you just mentioned. And it's very humbling that people do that. But we feel as though, and certainly some of those other institutions that you mentioned, and there are others in addition to those that are out there doing good work, but not just doing good work in vain, but producing real intangible fruit for our people, that we can say, you know what, this is what we've done since the last fundraiser. This is what we've done in the last month as a result of your benevolence. And this is what we're doing with the money you so generously give. And that's very important to me to do that. There's two things that I will always do with any contribution or with any series of contributions received in any given time period. I will always tell you what we have been able to do with that money, how we've been able to take that investment and turn it into to these results. And I will always, always thank you. And you will always receive something from us, whether it's a letter, a note, an email, a card, a gift. Everybody always receives something from the political cesspool, and I guess that's just a part of my upbringing. But, Chris, we appreciate the call. We appreciate your generosity, and the fact that you tune in every week in and of itself is more than enough to give us a boost and put some wind in the sails.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, and God bless you, and God bless the Liberty News Radio Network. We don't need them.
That's right. They need us.
Let's start acting like it.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the compliments. Chris in Alaska, everybody, you know, calling out some of these cities that we've mentioned, you know, how about up there in Alaska? I can guarantee you when we started this show, we never thought it would grow to all this. And I feel as though now we're spent about half of the first hour talking about these things. But, you know, unfortunately, folks, it has to be talked about. We have to do this because we tell the truth too much to receive commercial sponsorships, sponsorships that I think an audience of our size certainly justifies. But because the nature of our take on the issues, which is a very honest, realistic, sober take on the issues, one that's not bought and paid for by the Chamber of Commerce, it is a struggle. And when you look at the number of people that we do reach and the way we've grown and the way we command near constant media attention above and beyond that of our own reach, it's, you understand it. Now, I think we go to great lengths to explain it on a fairly regular basis. But I don't want to spend any more time doing that tonight because we've got to get to work now. And, you know, that's part of it. We have to do it. If we didn't have to do it, I would never waste a minute asking for it. If we had deep pockets, we would self-fund this thing, and it would be no problem. But that's just not the case, and so here we are. I was mentioning some of the things that's happened in the family with family illnesses and a trip that just had me back in Memphis a few minutes before showtime. And so this is one of the very rare weeks that I am underprepared. You know, we talk about the time invested each week in the political cesspool, the amount of time that it takes to do the production and the behind-the-scenes work that keeps everything smoothly running, and as I have said before, the 3 hours that we spend on the radio each Saturday night is about the easiest time that there is with regards to the workload of managing this broadcast in any given week, and it's really the least of the time if you divvied up the time spent each week to keep the show going into a pie chart. The 3 hours that we're actually on the air is probably the least of the pie, if you can believe it, because there's just so much that you have to do behind the scenes. And I've called them out before. I mean, it's just a laundry list of chores and to-dos. I was mentioning some of the things that's happened in the family. Okay, so are we good, Sam?
The very first thing I do as president is set up a new 9/11 commission and...
No, not yet. We're going to get to that in just a second. We're going to get to that in just a second. Okay. Well, I lost my train of thought there, but I was just saying, you know, there's so much that we do behind the scenes, and I am going to get to that clip. I'm glad Sam reminded me of that. I had intended to do it, and I, in fact, told Sam that we were going to play it in the second segment here, so I called an audible and forgot to relay that to the linebacker there. But anyway, so a lot that goes into it, and I got into Memphis tonight a little underprepared because of the circumstances. And I called two people literally 10 minutes before the showtime. Kevin McDonald wrote an excellent article. You know, Kevin's just a great guy, and he's one of our favorites. He's one of our regulars. He wrote a great article that we posted to thepoliticalcesspool.org entitled "Ann Coulter Calls Attention to Jewish Influence." And I was rereading that as I got to the studio tonight, and we covered it last week, the whole thing with the series of tweets from Ann Coulter that she had relayed during the last GOP presidential debate, and we talked about that last week. But Kevin did a great treatment on it, and so we were going to have him on with Keith being out. But I called Kevin, and he was in the middle of an Oktoberfest. I mean, literally in the middle of an Oktoberfest celebration, and you could just hear I don't know if it was a polka band or what, but you could just hear this great festive music, and so Kevin wasn't able to accommodate. He really wanted to, but after he told me he had had a couple of beers, we thought better of it. So we'll get Kevin back on. I'm going to see Kevin in a couple of weeks anyway. But there was another guy I called, and I'm going to tell you about that phone call right after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you were somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, sometimes when you're the quarterback, you got to scramble, to use another sports analogy. And in doing so, you know, not scrambling necessarily as if I thought coming on here pretty raw would lead to a bad show. Certainly not. You do this 11 years, you can do a show in your sleep. You can come in here unprepared and still do a pretty good show. Well, I say unprepared, you know, not as prepared as usual. But I called Kevin because I thought, you know, hey, you know, let's throw a couple of Hail Marys out there. You know, we'll see if we can bolster the lineup tonight with a solid guest or two. Called Kevin. He's at Oktoberfest. Hey, what are you going to do? You call him at the last minute. I'm calling Nathaniel Kapner. I haven't talked to Brother Nathaniel in years. I guess at least since Bill Rowland passed away. But we do feature Brother Nathaniel's videos every so often at our website, which is still enjoying just great traffic, higher than ever before this summer. For whatever reason, I don't know what we've done differently. I think it's always been very good, but great traffic coming through the website this year. And we feature some of his videos on there from time to time, and we play them on the radio. And so I called Brother Nathaniel, and he too was heading out, and we were talking about having him on actually next week. And he's excited about that and going to promote it and do a video about his return to the political cesspool. But he actually asked about Bill Rowland. You know, I've shared with you before that always when Bill Rowland, who was certainly a regular co-host, but when I was out of town, whenever I would be out of town for whatever reason, Bill would generally fill in for me as the lead host whenever I couldn't be on the program. And almost invariably, he would have Nathaniel Kapner on, and he and Brother Nathaniel struck up a nice rapport. And Brother Nathaniel, you know, remembered that Bill had cancer and had passed away, and we talked about that for a few. I couldn't talk to him long because I had to get on the radio. I was getting mic'd up here. But nevertheless, we're going to have Brother Nathaniel on next week, so you can look forward to that. But, you know, all of this stuff about Donald Trump, you know, we talked to Peter Brimelow last week about Trump. We've talked about Trump at least a little bit on every show since the midsummer, anyway. And by the way, you know, all of this stuff about this surge from Carly Fiorina, all of this propaganda trying to bolster Fiorina, Donald Trump still leads every poll. I've got an app here on my phone that updates every day with any and all polls that are conducted, whether it be CNN, Bloomberg, Quinnipiac, Fox, on and on and on, any poll. And Trump's leading all of them still. You know, they said that he just, you know, tumbled after that second debate and that Fiorina was catching fire. It looked, and Fiorina did go up a couple of points. You couldn't go much lower than 3%, but she has gone up a couple of points according to these polls, and you can put as much faith and stock in them as you wish. But she's still at about 10% in the best of the polls, and it looks as though any support she's gained was taken at Carson's expense. Because everybody else is still about where they always were. Cruz, Christie, Huckabee, Kasich, Paul. Of course, Scott Walker's out. Now, that's news. I think that's something new since last Saturday. Scott Walker is out. Good riddance to bad rubbish. I mean, that's just another conservative that's out of the race, thinning their. And what about this stuff about this pledge? I don't want to shift gears too radically here, but anyway, bottom line with the polls, Donald Trump still leads all the polls by a wide margin. By a wide margin in every poll. And yet his downfall, I guess, is imminent, according to these talking heads who really hate the idea of a secure border and anything that would throw red meat to the only people who actually vote for the Republicans, which is white conservatives. But Scott Walker and Rick Perry, remember when the big thing in the GOP gossip was Donald Trump not signing this pledge to support whichever candidate would win the nomination? And it was a big deal. And then he finally signed it because, you know, it's his to lose right now. So he signed it. I wouldn't let that pledge make me beholden to the Republican Party. They deserve you know, they don't deserve the honor of a man keeping their word. When have they ever kept their word? I mean, you know, what kind of deal do you make with the pathological and compulsive liars? But as soon as both Rick Perry and Scott Walker concede, they spend their entire concession speech attacking Donald Trump. Now, didn't they sign this pledge as well? Didn't all the candidates sign it and Trump was the last holdout? So what about this thing saying you'll support whichever candidate? You know, as soon as they get out and they're not beholden to that anymore, you know, they let their anti-Trump zealotry rise to the top. It's just despicable. And this whole thing, did we mention this last week? I think we did, about Scott Walker back in 1992 when he was just an even smaller puppet in Wisconsin, and now he's the governor puppet. But he did this thing, you know, this is when David Duke was riding a crest and Scott Walker was leading the Republican effort in Wisconsin to keep David Duke off the ballot. Now, this was when, you know, Duke was a very legitimate contender. You know, he very nearly became the governor of Louisiana, so he was a major player in the late 80s and early 90s, you know, relatively so, you know, certainly. And, you know, so this is, you know, this is what we're talking about. You know, get rid of these people. So he's gone, and he's gone because his puppet masters didn't think he was a good investment anymore. I mean, he was never calling the shots himself, and they basically said, we're not giving you any more money. So, you know, the umbilical cord died and dried up and was cut off, and now he's gone. And he won't be the last, obviously, with a field that crowded, but I'm glad to see him go. But I did want to make mention of that little interesting tidbit about, you know, the pledge. I guess the pledge... only Trump is expected, I guess, to honor it. Anyway, we're still high on Trump, no doubt about it. But Brother Nathaniel, getting all the way back to Brother Nathaniel, coming full circle now, he has released a video entitled, If I Were President. Now, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, as I often refer to him, one of the most colorful guests ever to be featured on our show. We're going to have him back on live next week. And, you know, this is a guy, an interesting story. He was born Jewish. He's a Jewish guy, born into a Jewish family, Jewish parents, I guess you would say. But he converted to Orthodox Christianity, and despite being racially Jewish, he converted to Christianity as his faith. And really, nobody critiques Jewish power and interest like Nathaniel Kapner. And he does it from a very unique perspective, coming from the background that he has, and that's why he is such a good guest, I think, in many ways. But he has laid out the agenda, what he would do, what he would put in place if he were elected president. Without further ado, let's play that clip now if we can. Brother Nathaniel Kapner, If I Were President. Do we have that clip, Sam?
The very first thing I do as president is set up a new 9/11 commission and trash the old one. Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth would head it up. And after proving the attack was an inside job, the stuff will hit the fan. Israel's Mossad will be indicted for installing interior demolition devices in the towers, and Silverstein's doctor alibi will be debunked. Americans will then brand Israel as an enemy and the Jewish lobby as infiltrators. U.S. foreign policy will finally be freed up, and leaders hated by Jews, like Syria's Assad, who protects Christians, and Iran's Rouhani, who battles ISIS, will become our allies. We're now on our way to making America great again. Two, oh, and the Fed. Instead of gouging taxpayers with interest on the Fed's loans to the government and killing the purchasing power of the dollar, I will give Congress its constitutional right to coin our own money and put the Jewish banksters out of business. Three, I'll slap term limits on Supreme Court judges. Kagan, Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, all Jews, and the lapsed Catholic Kennedy, who all made sodomy the law of the land, will be sent packing. I'll sign an executive order challenging their homosexual law as a breach of judicial boundaries, since only Congress has the right to make laws. a smart Congress will follow and annul their ruling. 4. I'll nationalize the media. CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN and Fox will no longer be pouring out Jewish positions, but instead, voices from all directions will be sanctioned. I'll appoint to each channel directors from all sides of the political spectrum and have the government sign a non-interference agreement with them. We'll be on our way to a nation where the Jewish agenda no longer holds sway. Will my actions as president break Jewish power in America? You bet they will. Trump,
we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Brother Nathaniel, one of a kind. Stay tuned.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, welcome back. We just barely, under the wire, got the end of that Brother Nathaniel clip. Unfortunately, he is not running for president. If he was, I might have to reassess my support. Of course, he would have, let's just be polite and say, an uphill battle. But he's not running. But he's just saying, you know, in a very interesting video that what he would do if he were. And we're going to talk to him next week. I do love this guy. And as one of our listeners in Kentucky just wrote in while listening to the clip that St. Paul was also tough on Jewish power and influence. And so, yes, he was. One more thing. You know, a lot of stuff has happened. I'm looking at my notes, and I don't know if you know how this works, but when I get an idea or when I see something in passing, I can never remember it all from Sunday morning through Saturday afternoon of the following week. I can never remember it all and come in here and talk about it. So I have to write things down. You know, if I see something, I was like, you know, I need to mention that on the show. I need to talk about that on the show. So I'll run into my office a dozen times during a week and just jot down a quick note to trigger my memory. And there was a couple of things. John Boehner, he's gone too. So John Boehner and Scott Walker couldn't have happened to two more deserving guys. They're both out. Don't cry any crocodile tears for them. They're taken care of for the rest of their lives no matter what. But Boehner is out. And for whatever reason, the political cesspool, and believe me, folks, and I know you do, I have never gone to any of these candidates' websites, and I have never signed up for any email list. But I get, not only do I get solicitations from all of the candidates, I also get media advisories. I can tell you where Ben Carson is going to be every hour of every day. I get all this stuff. I don't know how we got put on the list. I guess because we're AM radio, legitimate media, and so somehow we got put in a pile or whatever. But I get these things. I got this email from the Ted Cruz campaign a couple of days ago. Now, we were talking earlier this hour about what little money, relatively speaking, we need to keep the wheels on the wagon and to keep moving forward, and, you know, how these quarterly fundraising drives are our life's blood. You know, four times out of the year, and this is one of those months, we just have to ring the cowbell and hope we get some response. We've gotten a good response. We're still a little short, but we got 5 days to make up the ground. But we're talking about a couple of $1,000 a quarter here. You know, Ted Cruz, I get an email from his campaign saying he needs $400,000 in 24 hours. $400,000 in 24 hours. And let me ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. Where do you think your $50, your $100 is going to make a bigger impact? And this is what Chris was saying earlier. The political cesspool, and who's going to do more with you, more for you for that money, or Ted Cruz? Well, to ask the question is to answer it. But I had just written a fundraising appeal that we sent out to the email list, and then I get this stuff, and I actually opened this one. He needs $400,000 in a day. Well, that's not much for presidential politics. I think it took Obama $1 billion to buy the presidency originally. But there you have it. So Boehner out, Walker out, Cruz needs $400K today, and the Pope was in America. And we're going to talk about this a lot more throughout the rest of the broadcast after Eddie gets here, and he's loaded tonight. Not with liquor, but just loaded, ready to go after missing the last couple of weeks. But Scoop Stanton is going to fill us in or start the conversation off about the Pope right now. Sam said Eddie doesn't need liquor to be lit. Okay, that's the truth if you've ever met the Bombardier. Scoop, take it away, my friend. Sorry for keeping you on hold.
No problem. Good evening, James, and the rest of the Cesspool family. Well, earlier this week, Pope Francis came to the nation's capital, and where he was received by President and Mrs. Obama. And Pope was brought to the White House with the big pomp and circus, correction, dog and pony show at the White House. And I felt sorry for all those GIs in the dress blue sitting there looking like a ornament. But anyways, the president and the Pope have a lot in common in terms of climate change, immigration, and spending your money on people who don't deserve it. But anyways, some of the people that were invited to the White House to meet the Pope, you would think would be America's best and brightest, some very devout Catholics within the Obama administration, or just by a lottery. No, folks, you would not believe, actually, you probably would believe who the White House decided to invite to meet the Pope. We're talking about a pro-abortion nun. I'm not making this up. A retired Episcopalian bishop who's not even Catholic, but he is gay. Two Catholic gay activists and a transgendered woman, which in layman speak, a man who dresses like a chick. These are the people that the president is going to introduce to the Pope. So, to me, as a Catholic, this just is nothing but an absolute insult to the Catholic faith. Now, my question is, what if the Pope's counterpart in Islam, some very high-ranking imam, or some very high-ranking rabbi came to visit the White House? Would the White House staff have such a deplorable and despicable group of people meet the Pope? My answer is probably not. While the Pope was here in D.C., luckily all the government workers decided to stay home, and the D.C. was filled with tourists. One thing I did notice that these people that come to see the Pope, they thought him as, or looked upon him as God. Now, my Catholic upbringing told me that the Pope, yes, he is a holy man, but he is just a man. But a lot of people, as I said before, came to town thinking they're going to meet, you know, maybe God's other son. So it was really interesting. Luckily, the metro system worked well, so I wasn't delayed too much. And luckily, the people who did ride the subway knew what they were doing. But anyways, back to the Pope. He mentioned about immigration, and of course, a lot of illegal immigrants came to visit the Pope because, like, hey, he's their man. So the Pope's saying that we should open our borders, let them in, this, that, and the other thing. Well, my response to that is, Pope Francis, is that, well, why don't you just open the gates to Vatican City, let all these people in, bust open the Vatican banks, and then buy all these people a home. Also, the Catholic Church happens to be one of the largest owners of real estate in the five boroughs in New York City. Well, go ahead there, Pope, and just let these people live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Now, before I turn it back over to James, we also want to remember Deputy Sheriff James Meyer of the Okaloosa Police, Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, who was shot and killed on Tuesday. One good news for the war on cops, one hood rat went on YouTube, put a rant saying, kill the crackers, kill the cops, out of Clayton County, Georgia. Clayton County finest locked her up, and the judge denied her bail. And then during facing the judge, she was asked, does she work? Of course she said no. That's all I have from the District of Criminals. Back to you, James, in the studio.
Scoop, a great report as always. Certainly you were there and in the middle of all of this in Washington, D.C. when the Pope arrived. And folks, there's just not nearly enough time to really sink my teeth into this issue, although we're going to be talking about it for the next 2 hours, really, at least for the majority of the next 2 hours. The Pope's visit, what's going on in the Southern Baptist Church, you know, this is Eddie's signature issue. So he's going to be in. I actually just heard him coming to the studio just a moment ago. I hear him outside the studio door. He's in the radio station, nevertheless. I hear him up there greeting people and hollering and doing. He's ready. He's ready now. You know, it's been a couple of weeks. But, you know, the Pope, Scoop, I probably have a slightly better opinion of him than the head of the Southern Baptist Church, and that's not so much a compliment being given to Francis as to just the disdain to which I hold the leadership of the Southern Baptists and how pathetic they are. I was watching Bill O'Reilly say that the Pope really just slammed Obama and you know, during his visit to Washington. I was wondering what in the world O'Reilly was watching, if it was watching the same stuff I saw. But this, all of this stuff about, you know, yeah, we should be good stewards of the environment. We should take care of our natural resources and the world that God gave us. But, you know, this stuff about him, a great, you know, obviously, he's taking the open borders approach on immigration, and he is about as politically correct as you can. Listen, if you don't believe he's politically correct, this is how you prove it. Look at the cover stories written on Pope Francis by People magazine just this week and a little earlier this year in Rolling Stone magazine. You do not get nothing but praise and adulation and compliments from the likes of People and Rolling Stone if you are worth anything. It's as simple as that. You know, you don't get invited to address Congress if you are somebody who is really going to take a hardline Christian stance. And I will tell you, somebody that I could guarantee you would agree with me on that, and that is Mel Gibson's father, who is a truly staunchly traditionalist Catholic, and we know his commentary about the state of the Catholic Church. which has been made on this program and some of his multiple appearances over the years. Hutton Gibson, great guy. Pat Buchanan himself wrote a pretty interesting article on the matter that we reposted to thepoliticalcesspool.org this week, entitled United States and Catholicism in Crisis. So, you know, this whole thing about the Pope, like I said, we're going to be talking about it more in the second hour, but, you know, certainly not impressed. You know, it was unique. I think this was only the fifth time that a Pope has ever set foot on United States soil. But interesting for that reason, historically, I guess. But other than that, didn't get me too excited. Scoop, thanks so much for your commentary and contributions tonight. We'll talk to you next week. For everybody else, stay tuned. Eddie Miller with me when the political cesspool rolls on tonight on the Liberty News Radio Network.